Ashet Audio presents Unfallen, written by Lilith St. Crow, read by Christine Vam.
I think I'm the Antichrist, Rob McGuire said, handing me the stolen cigarette. His gaunt face, covered with moving leaf shadows, pulled in on itself under his messy, dark hair. I thought he was kidding. I took a long drag, let it out. Great. If you are, can you kill my dad and get me out of here? I was not kidding. I still had bruises from my last trip home. I'd lasted 2 days. Rob gave me a sideways look, hunching his thin shoulders. He was like that. Wouldn't ever say you were being a jerk directly. He'd been knocking around Holy Camp at least as long as I had. We'd been quasi-friends off and on for a couple of years. Lately, he'd been hanging with me a lot, ever since his 16th birthday. So if you're him, what are you doing at camp, Big Shot? I couldn't help myself. He rolled his dark eyes. Maybe I'm bored, King Street. Or maybe I just found out I'm a frigging supervillain recently and decided to share the good news with you. Way thoughtful. We'd been meeting here under the big oak tree for a couple of days, but it wouldn't last. Holy Camp is like that. They always catch you. If someone doesn't rat on you, one of the cherubs catches sight, and then you're toast. I was up to my neck in demerits. If I did much more, I could get an incorrigible patch, and maybe it would be de-resurrection into the mines for me once I hit 18. Rob's patches were disobedience and pride. Mine was a straight disobedience, the green square sewn on the left breast and the sleeve of my gray uniform shirt. When we were caught together, I'd probably get a Babylon. He wouldn't. He was a guy. Singing filtered out of the low white shell of the community building. We were skipping afternoon worship like we wanted to be caught. I took another drag, handed the smoke back. Julie. Rob's fingers touched mine. If I was, you know, would you hate me?
I didn't even think about it. Of course not. You're one of the few people I don't hate, Robbie. Chill.
He seemed about to say something else, but just then a head-sized silver orb drifted weightlessly through the branches of the trees above us, and a little red dot played over its surface as it hovered. A cherub. I made the words a long, drawn-out, aggravated sigh. Busted. Rob just stared up at it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?